Another dress from the same family has a fascinating conservation story. Walk behind this case to the right-hand corner of the gallery to the cherry red silk dress. 2. The cherry red dress. This dress was also in good condition considering its age, but with one major issue. Parts of the bodice and sleeves were missing, which had weakened the structure of the dress. These missing pieces have been partially reconstructed using digitally printed matching silk, specially produced by the Centre for Advanced Textiles at Glasgow School of Art. If you look closely, you can see the difference between the replica silk and the original. The conservators spent 68 hours treating and reconstructing the dress, which was a painstaking process. As well as having lots of missing pieces, the front of the bodice was unfinished and the original cuffs were attached to replica red cotton sleeves. This was probably done in the 1800s, when it was fashionable to alter dresses like this. The conservators adopted a sympathetic approach by preserving original features, imposing minimal alterations, and stitching through original stitch holes using matching thread. Before reconstructing the missing sections in silk, the team made simple calico patterns for the sleeves, shoulders, and bodice sections to make sure they had the correct look and fit. The gap at the front of the bodice is filled with a separate replica triangular piece covered in red silk. This was called a stomacher and was originally worn with this type of dress. Interestingly, the back of the dress is joined at the waist in the same style as the yellow dress in the next case to this one. Were both dresses made by the same dressmaker?